Bonjour, toujours par la radio du cinéma, je suis Jenna Suru. Et aujourd'hui, je suis rejointe par une productrice absolument hors du commun. Il s'agit de Kostya Bell, l'une des productrices du court-métrage qui a remporté l'Oscar cette année, An Irish Goodbye. Bonjour Kostya.
Bonjour Jenna, thank you very much for having me.
You have such a busy schedule here at the Holly Short Film Festival, talking on two different panels, including one that will follow this interview shortly. It's a beautiful day here. We are day three into the Holly Short Film Festival, and every minute counts here at this festival. As you can hear, the applause from the crowd, applauding the award winners from previous years, Skin, but also the Queen of Basketball. Can you tell us about An Irish Goodbye, since you won that statuette?
An Irish Goodbye was part of our first ever short film fund that we launched with First Flights. We had over 300 entrants just from a standing start, and An Irish Goodbye got through to the final 12. And then we all spent a lot of time going over all their packs, all of their lookbooks, all of their budgets, all of that. And when I read An Irish Goodbye, what resonated with me was the hope. And bear in mind, it was our first iteration of the Short Film Fund was in the first lockdown in the UK and everywhere else. So we were all feeling a bit down and a bit miserable. So I thought this was a feel-good film that had to get an award of some sort because of the very nature of it. And I'd also financed a film with a Down syndrome lead, and in 2015 at the near the start of Goldfinch, called My Feral Heart, which was beautiful, absolutely beautiful film, Jane Gull's directorial debut. And I knew the impact that the acting, the actors just blew me away. So when they got the Oscar, which was after the BAFTA, and before they got the Irish Film and Television Award, which they got the three as far as they're concerned, it seemed natural. If I'm being honest, I knew, in inverted commas, that they would get the BAFTA. I just thought there's no competition there, as in because of the subject matter and the way it'd been filmed and the acting, etc. If I'm being honest, I didn't think they would get the Oscar. I thought they'd be pipped by one of the projects, in particular, name escapes me at the moment. And Nick came over for all of the festivities, Nick Sadler, who is our partner in First Flights and the Short Film Fund. And he's going, Kirsty, you should be here, this is immense. I was like, no, I missed out. It was such a shame. But the guys, we were talking about this on our panel the other day, the guys are doing really well. And Barbara Broccoli from Bond has taken them under her wing, and she set them up in an office in London and is mentoring them. And I said to Nick the other day, I really hope they're going to direct a Bond movie. Wouldn't that be an immense end to their, start of the next part of their journey? So that Irish Goodbye is just a very lovely tale, and the people behind it are really nice people as well. So you couldn't get a better pick, to be honest with you. We're very lucky.
Your company, Goldfinch, prides itself financing filmmakers and being somehow an accelerator of independent filmmaking. An Irish Goodbye, your production, is actually a story about loss, love. Do you think that storytelling is really key to change the world?
So, Jenny, you know my other film, the one that I directed, A Bird Flew In. So An Irish Goodbye is the complete opposite to A Bird Flew In. So it was really interesting going on both of those journeys at the same time, because there was the misery and lack of hope and confinement in mine. And then The Irish Goodbye was just uplifted you. It was just so wonderful. The script was so well written as well. But to answer your question, if a script doesn't tell you the story from reading it the first time, you can tweak them, but you need to get the essence of it. You need to know, so I always say I read the first 10 pages. If I like it, I read another 10 pages. If I like that, I read the last 20 pages. And then if I like all of that, I read the whole script from start to finish. Because we get so many submissions, you can imagine, our time is very valuable, but we don't charge for that service. This Goldfinch was set up with quite an altruistic aim, which was to help young filmmakers and first-time filmmakers. I think we've helped over feature film and short film over 40 first-time filmmakers now, and we've, between the shorts and Goldfinch, we are probably nearing 150 films that we've been involved in, or television projects, in not very long, really. So, yeah, it's quite astounding, really. And we've been involved in some films that maybe the story doesn't work, but we didn't put any risk in there. We might have helped them cash flow their tax relief from the UK government or any other governments, or we might have bridged receipt of money from an investor. So the ones that we produce in-house and the ones that we do through the short film ones are the ones that we are super, super proud of.
On the first panel you spoke at Holly Short Film Festival, you explained extremely well the UK system with cash rebates and, yes, and all the financial help you can have. And on the panel that I left to join you at the Japan House, London Flair PR was explaining how fabulous An Irish Goodbye is, because it is also a debut film.
Yes.
So do you want to talk to us about the Academy and your incredible educational goal for the Academy and just your career?
So we actually came up with the idea of the Film Academy before we came up with the idea of the Short Film Fund. But we didn't have time to get it all up and running and get all the education programs done, bearing in mind I couldn't go and sit with Nick and record stuff. It all had to be remote. So we decided to accelerate the Short Film Fund, and I'm so glad we did, because we might not have had an Irish goodbye if we'd waited. So the Film Academy was always the initial objective of First Flies, is to educate, but not just go, that is how you do that. To start a debate, to start a community. So we've got four courses. My course is on finance, but it's really on UK finance and tax credits. But we're going to expand them. We're going to ask the listener what they want to get next and develop it out that way. We've got one on distribution as well. We are going to do it on production, on managing crews, what makes a good line producer, what makes a good production manager. You know, basically do all of, and also budgeting, how important budgeting is. And it's like, you know, a lot of producers don't like to budget. A lot of line producers use a template rather than looking through the script and analysing out exactly what it's going to cost. So a lot of line producers in the olden days, not now, not the ones we use, but they'd use the same template for each budget, and that doesn't work for us. It needs to be specific to that project, and the money has to be on the screen. So we get deals with post-production houses, with music licensing. We've got, I would say, a team of between 10 and 25 people. We don't employ them, but we use them on each of the, well, we do on the productions, but they're not a Goldfinch employee, they're an employee of the film. So we're starting to shoot one on Monday in Yorkshire in an old stately home. And you love this, Jenna. It's owned by the same family as built it in the 1700s. And it's on the site of where their family had a small home where Henry VIII came. It's filled with history and wonderful things, and it's a little bit shabby. You know, it's not open for the public. It's not one of these ones that it's all pristine. So the film's called Hush Now, and it's about five girls. So this was written before the pandemic, and it's about girls being the carriers of deadly diseases, and it's a safe house. And it was written before the pandemic. So it's got quite a young, cool cast. And we've got Roxanne McKee from Game of Thrones playing the schoolmistress, for want of a better, the head of the house. And we've got some really cool, we've got Luke Brandonfield, who plays one of the mercenaries that try and find the girls, but he's really in love with the lady of the house. So it's sort of in Virgin Suicides, Heathers, that kind of mode. So really excited to start. I'm missing the first day.
It sounds absolutely out of the norm and beautiful and inspiring to see how much you're giving back to the industry to somehow influence a better production spirit on films in Europe and also internationally. And as you're being already called to your second panel here at Holly Shorts, I want to tell you merci, Kirsty, for sharing with us.
Merci. Honestly, it's lovely to speak to you, Jenna.
C'était pour la radio du cinéma.